The AHSCW Vikings had a tough run before the break, losing to Logan Magnolia, Earlham, and Trainer, as they currently sit at 3-6 on the season. That break was something that the Vikings needed to get back on track, because sometimes the hard breaks are the good breaks.
That's a great point. You know, we did. We dropped obviously a few more than we wanted to, but you go into a Christmas break, a winter break, and, you know, as a coach, you kind of love those moments. It's kind of, you know, first half and second half of the season, and it kind of gives you a point to really dial in. And the kids, you know, if they're they're on break, they're not going to school full time, you kind of have a little extra time to talk about things, watch some film, even do some chalk talk. And we were able to kind of really dial into the house. A lot of the guys are kind of getting to the point of like what we want to do and why we want to do it. And it, you know, break really was a great time for us to break things down and figure out, okay, how do we execute and what does that look like for an individual position, but then also for the team collectively. And so for us, it was much needed. And but it was a great break for us when we were able to really hone in on the fundamentals, break things down for us, and hopefully play at a higher level.
During the break, the Vikings were able to focus on their strengths and weaknesses to break down how they can improve. They mainly focus on their quote-unquote go-tos of the defensive end, on where to go after ball screens, and keep teams out of the paint. Offensively, they are looking to create more highly efficient shots while keeping the turnover ratio low, which will only help them to get back on a winning track.
Yeah, again, just breaking things down offensively and defensively, you know. So if whether it's a ball screen offense or defense, you know, what are the different reads we're going to get if we're running a ball screen? And then what's our go-to? You know, we're still trying to figure each other out a little bit. And what is our best ball screen defense? How are we going to guard off ball screens? What's our post defense look like? And when that being able to really break that down a little bit and figure out, okay, what are our strengths? How do we play to those? And how do we keep ourselves out of sticky situations is really what we try to hone in on. Offensively, we know that we're a little offensively challenged. So then how can we not just create open looks, but really high efficient shots for ourselves, keep the ball out of trouble, make sure, you know, keep that turnover margin low, and then create second chance opportunities. And that's where we spend the majority of our time, and a lot of our drills are focused around that.
One player who continues to stand out for AHSCW is junior Luke Sternberg. He's been averaging 15.8 points and 6 rebounds per game while helping to create efficient offensive situations on the floor to put the Vikings in good positions.
Well, strength is he's a phenomenal athlete. Other than that, he's actually played a lot of basketball. I mean, he definitely loves football, and that's his go-to sport. But he's played a lot of basketball over the years, and I think just getting the ball in his hands in different parts of the floor where he can create. Obviously, we need him to create for himself and put the ball in the hole for us. But, you know, the more the ball's in his hands, the more he's learning how to create for other people and get other people open shots. And, when he can compete at a high level and his motor's going, I'm going to be honest, we're probably going to go with that. And so not to put more pressure on the kid by any means, but it is a responsibility that he has. And he's definitely a leader on the floor for us, and he's kind of a gamer. And so we need that motor to be at a high level, just like his athleticism and competitiveness.
AHSCW has seen some success in the scoring column this season with a roster of balanced scorers. The Vikings have 3 players of Colin Hunter, Nick Denning, and Camden Sukup, who have all been averaging 7 or more points per game this season. The balanced scoring has helped the Vikings stay in games and hopefully will help them get over their slump after the break.
Well, yeah, I think that's going to be really important for us. And everybody has a chance to go off, but for us to be successful, we're going to need balanced scoring. We're going to need more than a couple guys to put the ball in the hole. And, we've prided ourselves on sharing the basketball. We do have some ball screens and things like that, but we've got to have a lot of off ball movement. We've got to make sure that we're always available for the next pass. And if it's not the next pass, it's a rebound type of play. And so, having multiple people make the right plays and be in positions to be a threat with and without the ball is what we're looking for. And so if we can continue to do that, I'm really hoping that our balanced scoring attack will continue to follow that.
The AHSCW Vikings will come out of the break with their first game this Friday against Tri-Center. AHSCW has won the last 5 games over the Trojans, but Tri-Center leads in multiple categories. Tri-Center shoots far better from the field at 46.1%, from the 3 at 33.7%, and from the free throw line at 61.9%. The Vikings will be issued a challenge coming out of the break this Friday night.
We really also focus a lot about the approach to the game, our mindset and our energy. And this is one where you got to come out and it's got to mean something from the tip off. And we've got to find a way to sustain you know, a really positive approach to the game, a very high competitive drive, and our energy's got to stay through the roof. And I think for us, that's where we faltered a little bit, is where we've been able to have some really good moments and some good quarters, but sustaining it's been an issue for us. And so for us to come out and sustain a four-quarter game, we're not going to play perfect, but being able to have the right approach, the right attitude, and the right energy is going to be key for us. And Tri-Center is such a well-coached team, and they're playing really well. They do a lot of different things, both offensively, defensively. And so, you know, we're going to have to be prepared for them, but we've done a really good job focusing on ourselves, and we want to come out and play our brand of basketball and try to sustain it for four quarters.
HSCW hosts the Western Iowa Conference matchup on Friday with the opening tip-off at 7:30 p.m. in Avoca. I'm Zach Callens reporting.